When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ever since Jack told us what this was going to be about, I've looked even more forward to the top 5 of 5. Here it is, your favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So what I have for you today are the top 5 biggest questions I currently have about WIP. Always something going on at this little radio station.
Oh, yeah. You got your ear to the ground.
Always. Yeah. Number 5, does Jonah Camera know what he's getting himself into with this little shot this morning on the morning show?
It was bad. We also got dragged by the afternoon show.
As you should have.
Friday.
As you should have.
As we should have.
Earned. All right, let's keep it rolling.
By the way, they just vulture content off our program.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
No, I do know. But is that a sign that they can't come up with content themselves?
That's one avenue to think.
Okay.
And,
just throwing that out there.
Imitation is the sincerest form of...
Hold on.
Are they going to have Pizza Hammer every Friday coming up?
Hold up.
What are we vulture?
Does Mr. 75 people in a room taking shots at us for needing content?
What is he talking about? Is there something specifically he's talking about?
I mean, the only thing I could think of was we played the stuff from the morning show that we had questions about with him last
That we play their clips sometimes and we laugh at them.
But we're making fun of the morning show.
Come on now.
Dude, how many Eagles players need to spend an hour in the morning show every week?
Uh-oh.
Well.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go.
This isn't vulturing content. We are taking what you do and making it entertaining. So we're actually giving you an example of how to take your show and make
it
good.
Better.
Yeah, that's all we're doing.
Is this the Richie stuff?
Yeah, but
is the Richie crying?
I think it's more taking shots at. I don't think he was totally aware of how much we laugh at things that happen on the morning show. And when Jack did his top 5 on Wednesday, at Birds of the Hat,
kind of enlightened him.
Yeah. Well, again, the Kelsey thing was brutal, and I don't think he got how brutal it was.
Yes, yeah.
And you don't think, doesn't sound like he had a sense of humor about it either.
He was smiling, but also I don't think he handled it well.
Okay.
I give him credit for that. Because not everyone, when we do what we do, not everyone handles it all that well.
Yeah.
I thought Joe handled it well, but I don't think he was quite aware of how funny we think it is.
Okay.
I would say that's probably accurate.
Okay.
I just want to make sure Joe knows what he's getting into.
Yeah. You don't want to...
If he keeps having a little sharp tongue.
Yeah. You don't want it like that.
Yeah.
That's all. That's be my point.
Hold on. Did Scoops slid something in there too?
I think she... No,
she
I think...
She was pointing out that we...
She got roasted.
She got dragged on the show.
Which
she thought was funny.
Yes.
Okay.
Because she has a sense of humor.
Yes.
Okay.
Unlike most people on
that
show.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because remember we did the whole E and the L and the
for sure.
Hi,
for sure.
This is the news.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is bad.
That is bad.
But it's all right. My fourth biggest questions I have about WIP right now is whether or not Andrew and Jameson, it's ever gonna click. Okay, Andrew. Like, is it ever gonna that eureka moment of, I got it now.
What it do, baby?
Or is it always just going to be okay?
Well,
he's getting a lot of reps, and I love the effort to get it right.
Yeah.
I just want to know if it's ever going to click.
Well, when I saw him on Wednesday, he goes, I got my take for tomorrow. I'm like, all right, what is it? He's like, Birds going 13-4. And I'm like,
Again, over the top positivity.
I do like he has topics. He comes in with topics. He's prepared.
It's just, is he going to get it? That's my, well, now my question.
Buzz is getting there, right? I didn't think Buzz would ever get it.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I kind of like where OK Andrew is at. He always gives us something.
He does every time.
Yeah, I mean, one way or the other, he's giving us something.
Yeah. He's very intriguing.
Yeah.
He's very intriguing.
That's what I mean.
We got a prospect here.
It's a little bit of a, not quite Herbish, but.
There's something there.
There's something there.
I'm monitoring.
Okay.
Again, monitoring.
Okay.
The third biggest question I have about WIP is another TV show for Jason Kelce. I mean, how long until he ditches us? You know,
I'm surprised he hasn't.
I'm shocked too. Listen, I thought we were family. How long until he's like, yeah, WIP.
And then, something tells me he may not be back next year.
So he's doing a late night show on ESPN, but yeah. I thought it was only for 5 weeks or something.
Is it? Well, I know it's Friday.
That's probably the first test run.
Well, yeah, I think it goes through the Super Bowl. I think it starts in January. Goes through the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of stuff going on. He's a media mogul.
Well, and he's a magnet.
Yes.
He is a magnet. Again, having to get harassed by
that loser
out in L.A. last night.
Holy cow, man.
Yeah, I mean, what a loser.
And, you know, the thing that sucks is you could talk about any famous person, and there's somebody that has a story that they didn't get a friggin' autograph. And, like...
Those are the stories I dread.
Yeah. It's like, if you're Jason Kelce... Well, if you're Jason Kelce, you start signing autographs somewhere. If you let it happen, you will stay there for 6 hours signing autographs.
You know what that dude was mad about, right? Jason did the autograph.
Oh.
I think it was because he didn't personalize it.
Even worse.
Because I think he said something about Samuel Jackson personalized it. I think he wanted it personalized.
Oh, what a loser.
Yeah. I'm actually happy Jason had his security team with him and everything.
Yes.
So
yeah.
At least he's picked that part up.
Yes. Man, but I hope Jason doesn't ditch us. We love
him. Well, it's only a matter of time. Everybody does.
Yeah. No, not everyone could be Ike.
No. Exactly.
Yes.
Loyal.
That's right. Speaking of someone who ditched us and then came back, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
How long is Hugh going to keep his car battery? I mean, the last 2 days I've walked in. Is that a freaking car battery?
Well, no, he has the charger for the car battery.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It may as well be the battery.
So Hugh's battery died in his car, and instead of getting a new battery, he just brings in the jumper charger thing, charges that, and then just jumps his car every time he starts it?
That's a dangerous way to live.
Bro.
And he's not getting a battery.
Believe me, he is adamant about not going to get a new battery.
Look,
I don't know why, though.
Yeah, I love the hills people die on.
Yes.
Where it's like, that's too much.
Yeah, like, I'm not counting anybody's money, but there's no way Hugh Douglas doesn't have $200 for a car battery.
Can't afford to get a battery.
Yeah.
Because at some point, it turns into principle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mark's fought this. Remember,
Mark? You remember that? Yeah.
He fought a $50 parking ticket for 3 years. He's trying to take, like, the PPA to court.
But at least he thought he didn't know for the ticket. Like, car batteries die. Who is he proving anything to? Should we get a GoFundMe together for Hugh to get him a new battery?
I told him. Battery is cheaper than his shoes he buys.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Buys nice sneakers all the time, man. He got all the limited edition Jordans and everything
else.
Dude,
he's got his camouflage spandex. Yeah. I'm sure they're not cheap.
Spandex.
I love the commitment. He's so mad about the batteries. By the way, jacking up our electric bill here.
Yeah.
That's not a cheap charge.
No, every day.
Yeah, exactly, dude. This guy's out of control. But the number one biggest question I have about WIP right now is whether or not this caller last night to Hunter Brody, our friend, Flyers of 50s own
Broads.
Hunter Brody, if he's truly okay. Listen to this.
Let's go to David in the Northeast. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, big guy?
Not much. What's happening?
Man,
what's on your mind?
I ain't scared of nobody.
That's right.
Whoa.
That's
Somebody
right.
Somebody give me a pair of pads. Hey, where's my tackle roll?
Oh, okay. You want the neck roll there, David, do you?
Oh, I forgot. Back in the day, we used to make our own out of a towel.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you were in the you were on the gridiron, David.
You keep your roll. I make my own. Now, I just want to talk. I'm going to Italy soon.
Oh.
See my girlfriend's daughter. She goes to college in Rome.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And when I was
what the hell, man?
Looking at the game with the snow and everything. Bonatelli.
Huh?
Merry Christmas.
All right, well, thank you, David. I appreciate the phone call.
What the hell was that?
Wow, what time was that call?
Like 12:05.
Whew.
The best is out of nowhere. He goes, "Hey, Ike."
Yeah.
Hey, Ike. It's my neck roll.
No,
tackle roll.
On the telly.
On the telly.
He sounded like a distant cousin of Herb. I'm going to Italy soon.
Yeah.
Well, Herb did have a girlfriend in Italy.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was like 90
like
90 something.
Though.
Wait, what?
Yeah, well, she died.
Yeah.
She was 90?
Yeah, I think he was in it for the insurance money.
She was an actress in the, like, the 20s or something.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make sense. 20s is maybe 40s.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. We know math is not your strong suit.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. What is your strong suit?
Dude, like just trying to make people laugh.
Yeah,
that's about
right.
It.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm still celebrating over Big V lying to you. It's one of my favorite moments.
No, it was actually...
You were so mad.
Well, this is not to rip our callers, but I usually don't think they're the most fleet of foot, you know, on the air. Like, not the quickest.
Yeah.
Hugh wanted me to let you all know that he hates us. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Hugh drives now. He listens to us all the time.
Yes.
Because you got to drive home.
He's letting you know he hates us. Yes. Yes.
Hates you too, Hugh.
It's an expensive charge.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We're actually going to have a beef and beer fundraiser for Hugh to raise money.
I thought you were serious for a minute.
I thought you were too.
I was about to say, what?
What the hell happens when he needs new tires? Like, how does he deal with that?
Man.
Needs new brakes, sticks his hand down there, just like grabs the wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Hugh. 215-592-9494. Rios, North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
My man, Rios, it's Friday.
Gentlemen, you're damn right. Hey, yo, Jack, hit the music. Sunday Night Football, hosting our answers in the West, just like we love it, with all eyes on us, you know what I mean? The only NFL game on. Everyone gets to see Philly Green and be freaking inspired by our team because we put on a damn show to see with violence, greed, and zero foxtrot to give. The mission continues with getting new blood on the grass and taking out everyone in our way because there's one goal and what's understood don't need to be said. Next in our freaking way are the Los Angeles Rams, where everything is mostly silicone all the way to LeBron's flops. We are bringing the real, the rugged, and raw into SoFi Stadium. Bring your freaking popcorn because we are the feature to watch. We ain't there to play slap and tickle. We ain't there for acting. We ain't there to be put in the Walk of Fame.
We are there to put boots to ass. Give the bird to the mass and put blood on the freaking grass. That's what we do. We are men of violence, and it's time to get results. Get your freaking neck rolls ready and be at peace with that. You might not come back as the same men, because once you get the taste of blood, there is no turning back. It's a freaking addiction, because we are who we are. Vaping savages. Now lock and load and turn in who we are. Weapons of mass destruction. We bleed green and love it that we ain't liked or loved, but we're respected. Don't care about nothing but our own. Homegrown from the soil in Philly. That is ugly, nasty, gritty, and full of chaos. What's your life like? Where ours is real. Standing tall and hard as steel. Pause, no goofy, no sucker stuff. Just straight proud to be from the concrete jungle where all we do is rumble. Ain't nothing pretty, ain't nothing nice. You will not be left off the hook. We don't go to the bar and order boneless wings. We don't skip late days. We ain't getting everything from the mud. We are unapologetic. The time has come. Let the violence be with you. A-G-L-E-S. Eagles are Reals from North Philly, Hunter Park. The Star Major of Philly. I cannot be threatened with death because I already met the mother. Suckers, peace. Mm.
Yo, did you hear Boneless Wings catch a stray there?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
That man said, we don't go to the bar and order boneless wings, and we don't skip leg day. Never thought I'd hear those two in the same sentence.
Me either.
My goodness, man. Rios, perfect. Perfect.
Yes, it was perfect. By the way, do you see the news? Brock Purdy's officially out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sucks for me. Sucks for my picks. Sucks for my fantasy.
Doesn't suck for my pick.
Yeah. Might have to. Well, the line might be different.
Don't matter.
Okay. All right. Now, speaking. David, you got your tackle roll?
No. I got my tackle roll. Yeah. My old-fashioned one.
What's going on, man?
Hasn't changed much since last night.
No. What's up, man?
Sorry, I said it the wrong way, but you know.
I know what you meant, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, you do so many hours of work, man. You kind of groggy. Sometimes it comes out.
Yeah,
I understand.
You big Broads fan? You like Broads?
Your man last night that was on. He praised me.
Yeah, Broads.
He says you're from the old school.
Yep.
Yeah, we used to do that. Used to roll the towel up, tie it off.
Oh, whoa.
Yep. Sometimes back when men were men.
Sometimes I used to put it on too tight. I thought I was going to kill myself. Pass out on the field or something. Oh, man. Like your boy said, I heard that he was from 9th and Honey Park. I lived at 8th and Honey Park.
Oh, no, not you and Rios out there.
Oh, my goodness.
I said sometimes I into that character.
Dude, what is this show has been on a steady decline since 4:30.
What do you mean, man?
No, not you. Not you. Not I was you. Talking not to Ike.
Yeah, no.
It's us.
I would say it's been inclined.
Yeah.
You guys got
oh, man.
You got the best show in the country, man.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
I swear, man.
That's the callers at 5 o'clock, though. Things change, yeah. Man.
It's like we're on in the middle of the night or something.
Hey, I like that John Johnson, man. Oh.
Yeah. What do you like about John Johnson?
He gets a little sexy with the food, though.
Yeah. You should have heard him last night.
Do you know what he does? He takes a blue chew before the show starts.
Guilty!
You sound like Jody Mack.
He described why he eats whatever his snack is.
Yeah.
Mouth open.
I get
the taste and the ambiance.
You can taste it when he talks about it?
No, what? No, he's explaining. He says, I get up to the mic and I get the snap or the crack. Or I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing?
But you can, right, you can now, sense, man, it, though. Like, you feel like you're eating it, too, with John Johnson.
Yeah. He's like, there it is.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
He's just like, this is the way I do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do it this way. I get real close to the mic so they can hear the snap, crackle, and pop. I'm like, I wish he could hear me. I'm like, what are you munching on a bowl of Rice Krispies or something?
Yeah, he does it real sensual-like.
No, it's seriously, I like, sometimes you kind of look forward to see what he's...
Oh, you know, man. Somebody guys, please rescue us, man.
Yeah, all right.
Please, I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
We still got 45 minutes to go. Exactly, all right, man. David, we got to go, buddy. I appreciate you checking in, though.
Guys, yeah, hey, yeah.
Preach, man.
All right, brother.
Read.
So,
ooh, boy.
Guys, next, like, man, we got to do our picks coming up.
Yeah.
I
need more David.
Yes. Man, well, he's got to be an afternoon
show
caller.
Yeah, he definitely
got
to come back.
The Celtics were at the White House. Hey. I don't know if you saw this, and we'll have to...
Are you still celebrating that championship?
Yeah, well, they had to get the White House visit.
Oh, they haven't gone there yet, yeah.
So next, we'll play you the...
the President
Biden welcome.
Get it out.
Mike. Yeah, that'll be next. President Biden welcoming the Celtics. You got to hear it. Our picks as well. Your call is 215-592-9494. We'll wrap up with the text line. That's, man, all night. Next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This year's Mark's Jewelers has twice the twinkle. That's right. I said twice the twinkle. Register at marks-jewelers.com and get your chance to win a Harley-Davidson 2024 Lowrider ST and this year's fantasy football ring that you selected. Now visit the Harley at Mark's Jewelers Mount Laurel location and check out the fantasy football ring at their flagship showroom in Montgomeryville, PA. Now registration is ending soon, so go to marks-jewelers.com and register. No purchase necessary.